Welcome to the U.S. Trademark Exchange Podcast, where we talk about opportunities involving registered trademarks and brands that are available for sale and licensing. Now here's your host, the founder of U.S. Trademark Exchange, Mike Kaufman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of our podcast. My name is Mike Kaufman, and I'm the founder and CEO of U.S. Trademark Exchange, the leading online marketplace for trademarks and brands. Our website, ustrademarkexchange.com, is a sales platform that provides trademark owners a way to monetize their trademark assets and helps businesses locate trademarks that are a good fit for their markets. This podcast is intended to both educate the listener about trademarks and brands and also provide specific trademark sales and licensing opportunities that are listed and available through our website. The information provided is not to be taken as legal advice. If you need help regarding a specific trademark matter, you should contact a qualified trademark attorney in your area. I have just a quick programming note. We'll be off next week for the Thanksgiving holiday, but our podcast will continue the following week as usual. And now it's time for the featured trademark of the week. This week we'll be talking about the Los Angeles Football League, which is a sports apparel brand that's being offered as a licensing opportunity or an outright brand sale and turnkey business. This would include two U.S. registered trademarks. They are Los Angeles Football League, registration number 4672625, and LA Football League, registration number 4672624. Both trademarks were filed for registration on August 26, 2013, and registered on January 13, 2015. Both trademarks are in International Class 25 and U.S. Classes 22 and 39. They're in goods and services described as apparel, namely shirts, T-shirts, golf shirts, jackets, etc. I'm joined on the phone by Tim Michaels, the owner of the Los Angeles Football League trademarks. Welcome to our podcast, Tim.
Hi, thank you so much for having me today.
So, Tim, why don't we start out by you telling us a little bit about the Los Angeles Football League and how did you come up with the brand?
Sure. So, I knew that I wanted to start a brand, and I've always been a big fan of sports and lifestyle. And the year that I moved to Los Angeles was 1994, and that was the year that both the Rams and the Raiders of the NFL left Los Angeles. So I thought, you know, what gives a location or a city a greater sense of pride than its sports teams? And I went and I looked, and both LA Football League and Los Angeles Football League domains were available to my surprise. And I secured the domains, started to work on a logo, and started pursuing the trademarks for both of those.
But you're primarily using the Los Angeles Football League for your branding purposes.
That is correct, yes.
And can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing with this brand?
Sure. So I have an apparel business, as I mentioned before, and I'm predominantly selling graphic T-shirts, which are sports, mostly football themed, and are LA neighborhood based. I noticed when I moved to LA and previously when I've lived in big cities that people tend to associate not just with their city but with their particular neighborhood. So I thought, why not take an opportunity to fill the void of having no NFL team and create fake neighborhood themed football teams around the various neighborhoods of Los Angeles and different parts of the city. So currently I have teams for Hollywood, West Hollywood, Pasadena, Compton, Long Beach, South Central, the South Bay, the San Fernando Valley, Boyle Heights, and Venice Beach. I also have some more generic style jerseys and that have the neighborhood names, and then some other ones that I would consider sort of swagger wear that are more related to things like, you know, the baddest one or the nastiest one and things like that. And then I've also been working with a product placement company to help place some of my shirts and apparel into TV shows and movies, and have had quite a bit of success with that.
So how many T-shirt lines do you have then?
So I predominantly have I would say two of them. One is more individual team logos that are very graphic in nature. And so I've kind of created a fictitious football team for different neighborhoods, and each of those has a unique logo like you would see an NFL team or a college team has. And then beyond that, I tried to broaden out the appeal a little bit by just using kind of sports lingo, if you will, and kind of jersey styles to create, you know, what I thought would be interesting and appealing shirts in the style of like a Nike Just Do It or something like that.
What price points do your T-shirts retail for?
My price points are on the lower side, or maybe sort of more mid-market. The average price is around $25, although some of them, you know, are up in the low 30s range.
And what are your current distribution channels?
So currently I'm distributing through a variety of smaller local retailers in Los Angeles. And then my main channel is through my website, which is LAFootballLeague.com or LosAngelesFootballLeague.com.
Now, are you looking primarily to sell the brand, or are you looking to license the brand?
I'm currently looking primarily to license the brand, although, you know, I would be open to selling the brand as well.
What else is included with the trademarks? And I know you mentioned the website, but and of course the domains, but what else is included?
Sure. So in addition to LAFootballLeague.com and Los Angeles Football League, plus the two trademarks for that match those two domains, I also have social media accounts on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and Tumblr. I'm mostly active on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter currently. So those would be included, as well as any of the football-specific designs that I have created. And I believe I probably have upwards of 60 or so designs. Again, ranging from kind of the more simplistic, you know, just do it sort of text-based designs to highly graphical, logo-based T-shirts.
And I imagine if someone is actually interested in acquiring the entire brand, you must have some inventory that would go with that as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Any of the inventory that I had available would be included as well.
Why are you currently looking to sell or license the brand?
So this is really a passion project for me. And it's something, you know, that I started when I was between work situations. And I don't have really the time or the financial resources at this point to really give this brand the attention that it truly deserves. And I think, I want to see it succeed in one way or another. And I think if I could find the right partner through either licensing or to buy out the brand wholesale, I think somebody else could come in and help to realize the vision that I had started off with.
And who do you think would be a good candidate to acquire the brand? I don't mean a specific company, but type of company.
Sure. So I think there's actually quite a few candidates that could take advantage of the trademark. And it's not entirely limited to apparel brands, but let's start there because that's kind of what I'm doing currently. So I think an apparel brand with an existing distribution network would be a great fit. I think the name can work with both American football and soccer. And I think La Football League is another way to interpret LA Football League, a little bit different with Los Angeles. And I also think a company that had the rights to sell NCAA licensed apparel would be a good fit, because then I think they could develop this brand and work it at a local level through the college and university systems just by modifying the colors of some of the designs and replicating the model nationally through college and university bookstores. And then lastly, I think there's some other sort of out-of-the-box ideas, and I think there would be some opportunities in entertainment. For example, I know there's been some challenges in the video game industry because of some recent suits by NCAA athletes. And I think there could be an opportunity to develop a brand, whether it be a video game, a TV show, or even a movie around the concept of a locally based Los Angeles football league. And then, you know, you would already have the apparel business and distribution that could be a great ancillary revenue stream.
But as I understand it, right now your brand is exclusively to apparel. You're in class 25. You don't have any of the entertainment programming rights to the name.
No, that's correct.
What price are you asking for the brand package?
So for the two trademarks, LA Football League, Los Angeles Football League, the two domains, the social media accounts, all of the existing football or sports-related designs, and any of the existing inventory that I have, I'd be asking around $100,000.
Is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know about the Los Angeles Football League brand?
Yeah, I think the thing that really inspired me to create the brand, and the thing that continues to lead me to believe that there's so much strength to the concept, is whenever you turn on the TV, there's nothing more powerful than a sports or a big event like that to draw an entire community together. On any given Sunday, you just look and you turn on a football game, or Saturday even, college or pro football game, and you see 60,000 people who may have been strangers 10 minutes ago, and they all throw on the same colors, the same jersey, you know, and suddenly they're one rooting for a team. And I think that that's the same kind of power that resonates with people in a geographical area. And to me, that's the big upside of this. And it's a model, even though we started with LA, that I think could be easily replicated based on, you know, different geographical areas. And that's just the last thought that I would love to leave you with. There's nothing more powerful to get, you know, a crowd of people to rise up together on their feet than the power of sports and fandom together.
I would also just like our listeners to, you know, be aware that even if someone was just interested in the Los Angeles market, this market, of course, is huge. You know better than I do, Tim. How big of a market is that?
I think there's about 12 million residents in the city of Los Angeles, and Los Angeles County, you know, in its entirety, I think, is going to be closer to 20 million. You know, and obviously there's quite a bit of tourism, and you know, people are drawn by Hollywood. So I think it's really difficult to capture the actual size of the audience, but certainly, you know, I would say at least in the 20 millions.
For anyone who is interested in the Los Angeles Football League brand, of course, they can contact you through our website, ustrademarkexchange.com. But is there an email address where they can contact you directly?
Absolutely. I'd love to hear from anybody that was interested. My email address is commissioner@lafootballleague.com.
Thank you for joining us today, Tim. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a fun time, and I really enjoyed myself.
So that's our featured trademark of the week, and it brings us to the end of this podcast episode. Join us again next time when I interview another trademark owner about their trademark. Take care, everyone.
You have been listening to the U.S. Trademark Exchange Podcast. Join us again next week for a new episode. And be sure and visit our website at ustrademarkexchange.com/podcast.